Welcome to a brand new episode
of the Z2 Podcast, where three friends gather around the table to talk about shows that have come back and fallen. As always, I am your outsider, Zach, and joined with me today is the police guy,
Zach,
and the last man on Earth.
Why do I gotta be the canceled show?
I don't know.
You trying to tell me something?
My show is canceled longer. Dude, there's so many shows that have been...
I think it's like renew season, so all this news is coming out.
Since it's coming to the summer season's always the dead season of like,
right,
just throw shit here.
All right, but we have very important news, and I want to outline the saga of this. Because
this
it's fucking incredible.
48-hour adventure.
Not even
48 hours.
So, Thursday, May 10th, 2018, 4:36 p.m., Entertainment Weekly reports that Brooklyn Nine-Nine has been canceled by Fox. The internet is rioting. Everybody pulled out their pitchforks as customary.
Nine-Nine!
Thursday, May 10th, 10:43 p.m., Entertainment Weekly again reports Brooklyn Nine-Nine may be revived? Question mark? The internet is slowly maybe putting down their pitchforks, but still
it's
still
like
keeping it right.
If you're vocal and you support something, people might hear it.
And then the glorious finale, Friday, May 12th, 2018 at 12:17 a.m. Again, Entertainment Weekly reports that NBC has revived Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
And the internet rejoiced. In the midst of all this, we were like, we should watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Never actually sat down to watch it. And then we realized how meme-y season one is.
All of the relevant memes I see on, like, when I was on Tumblr and everything else is from that first season. It's a really great show.
And we still haven't even gotten to the best cold open. Episode 18. No. The Corgis, while amazing, is not the best cold open. There's one that is so amazing. So great.
He's waiting.
But we have to wait.
We'll get there.
Let's just end the podcast right now. Thank you guys for listening to a brand new episode of the Z2 Podcast.
That's all we had to say.
We had to make the conscious decision, like, crap, the Christmas episode, but we need to go to sleep.
Well, we started from the beginning because you're like, yeah, I watched season one. Like, should we start from season one? Episode two. I don't think I saw this episode.
And then Zach comes down halfway and he's like, okay. I'm watching now.
I'm invested.
Yeah, so with, like, all the renewal stuff, there's some stuff that's actually kind of mildly surprising that got canceled. So, like, Lucifer's gone.
Sadly.
Gotham's ending this season.
Well, that,
but they're ending on their own.
Yeah, it's not a cancellation. Okay. I know the Lethal Weapon show got renewed, but they fired the lead actor and bring on Sean William Scott.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Sean William Scott.
Yeah, he's people are guessing he's going to play... Riggs's like brother or cousin or something. Some way to shoehorn him in, because I guess the guy who played Riggs had a
raging
couple,
asshole.
Well, he had a couple on site or on scene kerfuffles, let's say.
the kind of way to put it.
One, he went off on a crew member, and the other, he was directing an episode and got pissed off at someone else and went off on them. He apologized for him, but it wasn't really enough. Lethal Weapon's still a good show, though.
At what point did we get to the, like, let's take all these beloved movies and then turn them into a TV show? Like, did Limitless start that?
I feel like it had to have happened before.
Yeah.
There's no way that was the first.
There's been plenty of shows where it's like, we're going to take a beloved movie and try and make a TV show out of it, and most of the time they fail,
Rush Hour.
Limitless was amazing and should have gotten a second season, if not more.
And I feel like people gave up on that one too quickly. I mean, look at the saga of Brooklyn Nine-Nine at this point.
Well, yeah, like, there was an outcry for it to go on to, like, Netflix to pick it up. And they did the same thing that they did with Young Justice of watch it on Netflix. We'll think about it.
Hulu.
That's something interesting. I wonder if it's going to get pulled off Hulu since Fox had a stake in Hulu and NBC might not necessarily. Maybe it gets moved to Netflix.
It's already on Netflix.
Oh, is it?
That's where I watched it. Like, watched the rest of the season as it was on Netflix.
Why are we watching on Hulu?
Limitless?
No.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
We were just talking about Limitless.
Oh, yeah, we jumped shark really quick.
Yeah, you guys jumped shark really quick. I stayed on topic.
Yeah. So stay other shows that are ending, Steven Universe is ending on its own terms. Adventure Time is ending on its own terms.
Didn't it just end?
No, the Cartoon Network spoiled the ending. We talked about it last week.
Oh, that's right.
They finally revealed who murdered the Rose Diamond. Or Pink Diamond, sorry. Fuck. Pink Diamond's actually
was
Rose. No, Rose is Steven's mother.
Right.
Sorry, spoilers. Fuck.
Didn't they reveal it like the first season?
They just revealed it last week.
Oh, really? I kind of just always expected it, to be honest.
Well, no, it's like, oh, Pearl murdered the Pink Diamond, but the Pink Diamond's actually Rose this entire time, and she fled to Earth to protect the humans and be with the humans that she loved, and so the other diamonds fucking up the world. I don't watch the show. This is what one of my students told me. I'm like, oh, sweet, sure.
It sounds like anime.
Adventure Time is so much better. Yeah, great.
I thought Adventure Time ended too.
Ending. I think they planned to end it, and then they're like, yeah, let's maybe go for a little longer. But they're ending on season 9. Let's see. Arrested Development's getting a new season. I'm pumped for that.
Archie or Riverdale.
Riverdale got renewed. Trying to find things that got canceled.
Ash vs. the Evil Dead got canceled.
Yeah, it did. Which was a shock to me because it had a big following.
It's a cult following, but it's on a paid network, isn't it?
Wasn't it a Starz show? Yeah, Starz. Oh, yeah, I love looking at this. Like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, canceled after season 5, renewed for season 6 at NBC.
Yeah, no, I like looked up just Brooklyn Nine-Nine canceled, and there was just the series of articles.
Jesus, like, I mean, great. Twitter was literally on fire for like the past couple days.
Also, I realized I think those dates are off. May 10th and then May 12th.
Way to go, Zach.
I literally copied the posts dates.
Cobra Kai got season 2 on YouTube.
I'm an idiot. I typed it in because 12/17 is technically Saturday. Good job, man.
But like other things that got canceled, Inhumans to no one's surprise.
I was surprised that it wasn't actually already canceled.
I thought they officially
canceled it already.
One of the Comic Cons, they're like, are we going to get an Inhumans Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. crossover? And then someone let it slip that it got canceled.
Yeah, but I thought they announced that like a little bit after that.
No.
This was the official announcement. It's like, oh. No surprise here.
I mean, it shows how much I really cared about the show. That
I try to watch the first 2 episodes. Try is a really hard word. I mean, I would even go on to say it wasn't as good as Iron Fist was. And again, we all know our feelings about Iron Fist. And hopefully season 2 is better because they got a new showrunner.
You hope that like they just they actually take criticism now. And just learn from it.
Yeah. I think my least favorite parts of Defender was anytime Danny Rand was on the screen, just because I got burnt on the first few episodes of Iron Fist and just never bothered finishing it. I'm like, oh, look, it's Danny Rand, the immortal fist of Kowloon.
Kunlun.
I know. It's just my lack
of
care.
He's going to hit something.
He punched Luke Cage.
And it didn't work. Or no, it did work.
It did
That's
work.
Right. And then Luke Cage was shocked. Right.
Do we really want to go down this road of looking at all the Netflix shows and how you're describing the first episodes of all of the shows?
Yeah, but I mean, Iron Fist was in the latest of the iterations. I don't know. And in that same vein, it's like, right now, I think, so it's actually kind of mind-boggling to me that Netflix is still developing these MCU products when Disney is supposedly rolling out their streaming service.
It feels like it's only a matter of time, right? Like, they just eventually just buy them all back. Or they just stop. It's like, nope, we're taking them back now.
But think about how much and they don't even have to market it. It's like, Jessica Jones, season 2's out. Everyone, stops what they're doing for a day and a half just to binge all of it. Like, I can't imagine. I almost feel as if, the Disney franchise streaming service is just going to be, Disney films that are going to be put on rotation, like their Vault system is.
I could see that.
But again, it's like, when you say Disney streaming service, I just imagine all the kids shows.
Yeah, just Disney XD stuff and main Disney
Super
channel.
Robot Monkey Force, Hyper Force, God Christ.
Super Robot Monkey Team, Hyper Force, go.
Yes.
Not that hard.
When there isn't evil, that's the name you should know. Super Robot Monkey Team, Hyper Force, go, defeating any foe.
It was a good show.
It was amazing.
But yeah, so with that too, we have like, again, all these different streaming services are coming out. We have the Disney one and then DC Universe.
Sometime soon?
Yeah.
Fall, it seems like, probably.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, everyone's like, are they really going to lead the platform with all these? You know, they only announced four shows at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And they're moving on from that, and we'll just talk about some of that later because it's just like, woo! Yeah. Air horns. So yeah, I don't know. Like, it's a very interesting thing that what happens when, like, the vocal reaction of the internet goes off.
Yeah.
Like, just the whole saga of Young Justice is a perfect example of this. Yeah, it's like,
this is the same scenario, except it only took 6 hours as opposed to freaking, what?
3 years.
Yeah. Or now, plus, like, 18 hours.
Yeah, and, you know, with Young Justice, they were a show that was marketed to sell toys. What, like, you know, Young Justice, Green Lantern, even Tower Avalon, I think, Paula Dini's show was. So all those things didn't work. And I even told my students, I'm like, yeah, you know, it sucked that Young Justice got canceled. And they're like, what? It got canceled? I thought it just ended after season two. I'm like, freaking Darkseid? You didn't think it was canceled after Darkseid? And then I told them, well, I'm like, yeah, it's coming back this year. And Greg Weissman actually on Twitter just tweeted out that production on the show or vocal production is done. So now they just need to finish animating everything. And I'm just like, man, what a wild and bizarre universe we live in that all the original actors from the show that ended years ago are coming back to do this next season. I don't know, man.
It's exciting.
Yeah, and then they released that new promo pic
with the actual Outsiders.
Yeah, I kind of jumped around a little bit on our notes.
That's fine. It still fits.
I want to click on it. Okay. I have to, like, reach beyond my mic to touch my screen.
That's what you just poke it with the stylus. What's interesting, it's a lot of like, most of them are all new characters.
But I feel as if...
Also, have they confirmed if they're doing a time jump? Because Artemis looks like...
They all look older.
Yeah.
Like, Connor actually looks like he's in his 20s, finally. And then... So, I don't know how this surprised anyone. That they're like, all right, Young Justice, the Outsiders. Because when they revealed the San Diego stuff last year, it was like, yeah, look, it's all of your favorite Young Justice characters in, like, these Black Ops outfits. So the OG Young Justice team is still going to be there, but they're going to be, like, the mentors. They're not actually on the team. And then we get this pick of the actual Outsiders. And everyone was like, you know, to be perfectly honest, it never really clicked with me that the Outsiders would show up.
Would be the actual Outsiders team.
Yeah, so looking at the image, this was from the DCComics.com, from the DC Universe. It's Nightwing, still no finger stripes, but he has an updated costume. And then you have Metamorpho, who looks symmetrical, and that's really throwing me off. Someone who might be Halo or Solstice, that's a really big point of contention right now.
Who she was supposed to be.
Ben Tennyson from Ben 10 is somehow in the show, has four arms. Or some people are thinking it's Skitter. Bug from the New Gods.
Really?
Even.
Wow.
Like, I'm like, that one's a jump.
I mean, I guess it makes sense if they want to transition into Darkseid.
Well, even...
And we have G. Gordon Godfrey. Like, we've already confirmed that the New Gods exist.
Yeah. And again, we have the Forever People episode, so those are all New Gods. But the thing with Bug... the Forager is his name, is that he is he's like Shino from Naruto.
Oh my God.
Is that he's just a colony of ants that have a form consciousness. But some people believe that he's either the form of ants or he's actually a new god raised by this alien species.
Huh.
So, like, even Mr. Miracle and Bug showed up, they're like, all right, eliminate the Bug homeworld because of the hive mind aspect.
Right.
So it would be a really interesting interpretation of Bug the Forager if they did that. And then the generic dude in green, everyone's like, Geo-Force because he was on the original Outsiders team. And then you have Katana. And then
Black Lightning chilling in the back.
Yeah, and then in the background you have Tigress, Artemis, Black Lightning, and Connor Superboy. And so this image got passed around, like, yesterday, I think, and everyone was freaking out, myself included. Giancarlo Volpe made the most amazing Twitter video. It's like, wow, Young Justice is back. That's great for them. They came back from cancellation, and then he started wiping away his tears with a Blu-ray release of Green Lantern, the animated series. And I'm like, but hope burns bright, Giancarlo Volpe.
This would be the perfect way for them to bring it back now that they have a service. I really am betting. I mean, I'm probably calling it now. If Young Justice does well, they're going to bring back Green Lantern.
I don't know. I want them to.
I do, too.
I honestly think it'll take a little more than Young Justice being successful to bring back Green Lantern.
They need the service in general to be successful, I think.
Well,
And people need to watch Green Lantern on that service if it gets included.
I think there needs to be more public outcry and more, like, Young Justice is back. Now bring back Green Lantern. Like, there needs to be an extra factor for Green Lantern to really get back in the eye of Warner Brothers.
Well, up until, like, the past 2 weeks, I wasn't even really sold on the DC Universe. Because I'm like, okay, so all my DC CW shows are still going to be on CW, so I really don't have to get the streaming service. But then if they're going to...
Young Justice.
Yeah, they included Young Justice, so of course I'm going to get it. But then, am I going to keep it? So, is it going to be like Netflix where you pay $9.99 a month and just like you forget that you own it? But if they have the streaming service, how much of their backlog are they include? Is the Bruce Timm stuff going to be on there? Is the new DC Universe movies going to be on there?
Yeah, do they throw on like Unlimited and stuff?
Kind of like a CW seed thing where it's like, look at all these past shows that we have on here.
Why not?
God, I still need to watch the Constantine animated series that finally came out on CW seed. And it's just like, there's so much there. Is it going to be worth the price to, like, you know, play around in that universe or on that app for so long? Because, again, I like a lot of comedy-based things where I don't have to pay nearly enough attention to focus on. But with something like Young Justice, Swamp Thing, even Harley Quinn I'm interested in because it seems like Bruce Timm and Paul Dini are going to be working on that. And then especially the newest news that, like, I... you know, did a few backflips over.
Your fever dream is now realized.
Yeah, so from CBR, they announced, using my stylus from across my mic is crazy. So, less than 2 weeks after announcing James Wan's Swamp Thing, DC Rose, and this is coming from CBR, DC Universe Digital Service has added another live-action series to its rapidly expanding slate, Doom Patrol. So based on the team of superpowered misfits introduced in 1963 by Arnold Blake, Bob Haney, and Bruno Premiani, the series will spin out of the events of the live-action Titans, which will feature the Doom Patrol in its fifth episode. So it seems like, yeah, look, backdoor pilot into the new show, five episodes in. And Geoff Johns wrote that episode, so I'm wondering, like, is this like an extra little push by Johns, or is right. it... you know, they saw the success of some of the stuff from Young Animal and they were like, yeah, let's just
get
balls
on
to
this.
The wall.
Yeah, let's do it.
I find it interesting that the factor that gets them into the show is Cyborg.
Yeah, that is a little
interesting. Because he's not on the Teen Titans show yet.
Yeah,
and
so...
if they're going to have him be the... not necessarily the mastermind on Doom Patrol, but the... kind of the arrow to the Flash of, like, Oliver was the one that brought Barry or the Legends to, like, Arrow and Flash, where they, like, kind of brought the team, but they're like, but we're going to go back to our own shows, bye.
We had our crossover event.
Which is so weird, because when they hyped up Legends of Tomorrow, Barry and Oliver were all in it.
They were giving, like, the motivational speech, and then it's like...
they were there in the team battle. It's like Firestorm wasn't finalized.
Yeah, it's like, but now Rip just went and got them all.
Yeah, so the official synopsis coming from the DC website is that Doom Patrol is a reimagining of one of DC's most beloved group of outcast superheroes, Robot Man, Negative Man, Elastigirl, Crazy Jane, led by modern-day scientist Dr. Niles Calder, the Chief. The Doom Patrol members each suffered horrible accidents that gave them superhuman abilities, but also left them scarred and disfigured. Traumatized, downtrodden, the team found purpose through the Chief, who brought them together to investigate the weirdest phenomena in existence, and to protect Earth from what they find. Part support group, part superhero team, the Doom Patrol is a band of superpowered freaks who fight for a world that wants nothing to do with them. Picking up at the events of Titans, Doom Patrol will find these reluctant heroes in a place they never expected to be. Call to action by none other than Cyborg. So it makes me wonder if they're going to be like, hey, by the way, this is Ray Fisher. who comes to them with a mission hard to refuse, but with a warning that is hard to ignore. Their lives will never, ever be the same. So
no Danny the Street.
So
or Casey Rink.
God. So it's going to be a drama, just like Titans is. It's going to be written by Jeremy Carver, who did work on Supernatural and Being Human, which is an awesome show that got canceled too soon. Almost Human, probably. Who will executive produce alongside Berlanti, John, Sarah Schechter. And production is going to be started this year for a target 2019 release. So it's cool that they have a docket planned to keep people interested.
Yeah, this isn't just like, oh yeah, we're just going to make this. Like, yeah. No. This is the timeline we got for this.
I think they learned from Netflix of like how Netflix announces like upcoming projects early.
Yeah.
Of like, look, we just have this series coming out in 2019 and this one planned for 2020. And they just keep paying us, please.
Yeah. So I feel like, and I was trying to tell you guys this upstairs, I'm like, this is not these feature characters from my Doom Patrol, but this isn't, you know, my
it's
Doom
Patrol.
It's
probably not going to be the Gerard Way.
Well, not even the Gerard Way stuff. Like, Grant Morrison is who, like, really just took a balls to the wall. Like, just, you don't know if you're doing shrooms.
And then Gerard Way got past the brick to put in, Doom Patrol.
Did I explain the significance of the brick?
Wasn't it, like, used to kill someone, and then Danny was so just downtrodden that he decided to create just a universe inside himself?
Yes, kind of, sort of. So,
gosh, everyone get your LSD ready.
So this came from, like, they finally revealed it. Like, the whole thing with the brick started, like, around issue one. And this last issue of Doom Patrol took place before Milk Wars, but came out, like, 2 months after Milk Wars ended, just because of production schedules and everything else. But Danny was the brick. He decided he wanted to leave Earth and journey the universe along with Jane and Elastigirl. And there is a superhero who his TV show was canceled when he learned that the green light bulb inside of his action figure caused cancer. So they canceled his TV show, destroyed his toys, and he lost his physical image. So anytime this character was on screen, it was like copyright and it was just a blank white slate of a character. And they learned Jesus that the Christ. Only thing that could kill the king of the universe so this guy could take the place of was a brick that was a god. So he used Danny to kill the guy, marry Elastigirl, and then that caused the events of Milk Wars.
Dear God.
Did you all take your LSD? Because that, you kind of needed to understand any of that.
And then from the events of Milk Wars, Elastigirl came back. Like, she was rebooted from the pages of the comic and then just acted as if she was always there. And after Flex Mentallo inflated himself and everyone else in the Doom Patrol to reset the universe, Eternity Girl climbed out from the back pages, like the backup issues. Like, she literally, it was like just a one blank white page, double page spread. And then you just see the corner turning and she just climbs out of the page and walks off, and I'm just like, what? And Eternity Girl's whole thing is like, yes, I'm suffering depression, I can't change, I want to die, and no one lets me die because she can't die. And it's just like, you have to be in a certain mindset to be reading that comic. And I'm just like,
a very specific mindset.
Am I the only one who sees the floating chinchilla after all of that explanation?
I think I see a Yeti breakdancing in the background.
And it breaks my heart that young animal is going to go on a break. Like, it kind of makes sense with all the new DC imprints that are going to be coming out, like sure. With Jinx World coming and Black Label, that, okay, hey, we're going to figure out how to look at this line.
Is that starting in June? Or did they confirm a date for that?
Jinx World is starting relatively soon as Bendis starts going full time. Because his last issue of Spider-Man was last week.
Yep.
His last issue of Iron Man is this week. So he's officially, like, nothing at Marvel anymore.
He's donezo.
Dunyan rings, if you will. Big heap and plate of Dunyan rings.
Makes me sad. Like, that's an era of my childhood. And now everyone's yelling at Bendis that they're destroying their childhoods now that he's writing Superman, you know.
Whatever. It does fascinate me. This is another Berlanti show. I think this will be his 13th current running show.
Good lord.
I think he just set a record for, like, most concurrent running shows in like 12.
Was it like Berlanti's production company? Like, again, he doesn't have a direct hand on this, but his production company basically owns everything on the CW at this point involves comic characters. Like, you have Arrow, Flash, Legends.
So he's got Arrow, Flash, Supergirl, Legends.
Blindspot.
Really? Blindspot's a Berlanti show?
Yeah.
On NBC?
Yeah, the Jane Doe show with the tattoos.
Yep. With Ashley Johnson of Critical Role fame.
Riverdale. This. Titans is also a Berlanti production, technically. There's the Booster Gold film that's never going to come out.
Pour one out.
So let's see. He currently has going on Blindspot, Supergirl, Legends, Riverdale, Black Lightning, Deception. He's going to have Titans, a show called You, Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, and then three shows not yet released.
Sabrina hype.
That's exciting, though.
So that's
Sabrina one. I'm actually, that one could probably be really fucking good.
And that's how they bring Jughead back.
Oh, yep. Shit, he did Eli Stone,
Afterlife with Archie.
Or Jughead's not dead. Woo.
Come on.
See, it's going to be really hard to dodge spoilers on Wednesday when my students watch the episode live.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Is this one the actual season finale?
7, 8.
Nope, no, this is the season.
Okay.
I thought there was one more episode.
What happens next? Who else is going to die? It's too much. I don't know what you're doing over there.
I'm just closing tabs, and I just like had to reach for the tiny little X.
So when his three other projects happen, whenever they do, he will have 15 shows currently running.
My God. That's a lot of shows.
Yeah, and we've came to a point now, too, that like he's releasing a lot of creative control for people, or like he's giving more creative control. Like Legends was... You know, season one was like this really serious show, and then season two is like, fuck it.
Jump the shark.
Season three out yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, season three even, like, jump the shark even more.
I now know the blue ball.
That saves the day.
Our great lord and savior, Bebo.
Bebo saved the day.
You came down at the first, like, Bebo episode where the Vikings were worshiping him as the blue god, and all I hear from the kitchen is, what the fuck is this show anymore? Come on, the Vikings are worshiping the blue god Bebo. Bebo is hungry for blood.
I mean, we said the same thing about Riverdale, especially after like they adopted the Godfather, and then we also learned that Pops serves literal Satan in Pops Diner, and that's why it's the only restaurant in Riverdale, because Satan burned down all the other ones.
Go to Pops for everything. Chinese Pops. Italian Pops.
There is milkshakes, Pops.
You want some nice curry? Pops.
The hospital? Pops.
I need 30 cc's of bacon grease. But Pops, no. Please, that'll kill him.
So yeah, it's a really cool time just to be like watching things right now. I'm really excited just to see all these things out, and then like the future of what television is going to look like. I don't have time to watch television, but man, I'm going to read those Wikipedia entries hard.
It'll be great. I'll be told about all the great moments that happen.
Anytime I talk to my coworkers or my parents, they're like, yeah, we're watching this new show. You should watch. Like, I don't have time. I have so much else to watch.
There's 4-hour episodes of Critical Role to catch up on.
There's episodes of just everything I
watch. Yeah, Steve and I have our priorities straight. We have a list of things that we have to go through first.
I mean, I'm getting there.
Critical Role's pretty up there.
I'm almost done with Hyperforce, finally. I'm on, like, the last 3 episodes. I'm almost caught up on Heroes and Halfwits. I still watch Achievement Hunter's new videos every day.
Same. I put them on in the background for noise.
Don't watch any Funhouse anymore because... And it's weird that YouTube
every now and again,
but their production value has only gone up.
I know, and it makes me sad.
Their videos
have
gotten better.
Peak being Hitman is the greatest.
Yeah. The whole Hitman subplot they created was
like
amazing.
Him wearing a fake bald cap is the greatest thing ever, because they didn't even blend it. It's just
the
bald cap.
Then killing Jacob
and
realizing he has a family,
and then killing Bones and realizing he has a family because he was crying over Jacob's body.
Oh goodness.
And then their new board game show, Bored as Hell.
Yeah.
That's Funhouse is their own one now? Or yeah, is that the...
That's what we were watching when they were
playing. I thought it was like the Rooster Teeth one.
No, when they were playing Codenames, that was the Funhouse.
Oh, that was their pilot?
Yeah. Well, no, I think it's already gone to series form.
Oh, wow.
Because that's their third episode.
Because Rooster Teeth is doing Branded. If you haven't watched that, it's really funny.
They also have another show coming out, I think starting tomorrow, that it looks kind of like a game show, but not a game show. All I saw was a clip with Alfredo, Jeremy, Chad James, and Max Krumke.
Huh. Chad James.
Sorry.
It's almost my bedtime.
So we got a lot to go through.
Yeah. You got an hour.
There's actual stuff.
I mean, we jumped around the list a little bit. So, so speaking of things that are coming out.
Not shocking, but I'm glad it's confirmed.
Bethesda officially announces Rage 2.
Why would you troll me like this? Did you not see the thing?
You skipped over.
Oh, I skipped over something?
Yeah.
What? I actually didn't mean to click on it. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
So, speaking of other things coming out, not of the closet.
No.
But...
Now I'm in the closet, too.
Miss Marvel.
Yes. Brian Fee... Yeah, Kevin Feige. Wow. I don't know where I got Brian from.
Bendis.
Maybe. Bendis Kevin Feige was in a BBC interview. Also Fee.
Like, that was... Feig? Well, you... Like, and Brian Fee.
Wait. Because I like, caught myself. I was like did you have a Brian?
Stroke there?
I Feige, might have. I don't Feige. Know. He Feige. Said in a BBC interview, Captain Marvel's shooting right now with Brie Larson, Miss Marvel, which is another character in the comic books. The Muslim hero who is inspired by Captain Marvel is definitely sort of in the works. Says Feige. We have plans for that once we introduce Captain Marvel.
Definitely sort of.
It kind of goes
very
along.
Awkwardly worded statement. It's going to be like, a okay, few years good. Then.
It reminds me of the statement that after Avengers 4, they're going to try and focus on other things. So it does make me wonder if they're going to go Young Avengers or they're going to do Champions at that point.
Champions.
And like build up to... Because again, where do you go from Thanos if you're That's not allowed question. To use Galactus?
Yes.
You're not allowed to use Doom. Who?
Mongol.
Mongol's a DC character.
Who am I thinking of then?
Mongol's the ripoff of Thanos.
Yeah.
War World.
There's like a lesser Thanos in Marvel that I'm thinking of.
I don't know. They could do some more Thor stuff.
They could.
I don't know.
So with that, it's like, all right, so we do Homecoming 2, we build up a Young Avengers. By the time Young Avengers is all released, Tom Holland will be like a full adult, so he can be like the Spider-Man leading the team, like the adult Peter Parker tutoring a new age of heroes. And at this point, it's like, okay, we gave you a minority protagonist with Black Panther and all of his badass female supporting characters. Now we're going to give you a minority female antagonist. And then there's me in the distant background. Where's the Asians? Besides Ned.
And Wong.
Yeah.
And Amadeus Cho's mother in Avengers 2.
We'll give you Amadeus Cho.
He was in the kill list during Winter Soldier.
Yeah, Winter Soldier.
But hey,
he exists.
Where's the Asians?
Well, I mean, Marvel's doing something, right? We'll jump around again since that makes it better.
Oh, we're gonna go to Steven's topic.
So one sec, Steve. Sorry,
I got the cue to jump around.
So anime. This is actually the first time I've looked at
apparently them. We're not jumping over there yet.
I just want to say one more thing.
So saith Zach. We got the say segue it. And everything.
Say
but
it.
Let's take the segue back. Let's put it back in the box. Take it back to the store. Can I get a refund? Nope, you only have a gift receipt. Here's a gift card. Buy something nice with it. Okay.
You good?
Yeah.
All right. Because it seems lately, too, with Marvel, like, they have that new animated series, their Secret Warriors, where they're really pushing Quake, Sunspot.
Marvel,
no, not Sunspot.
They got Marvel Rising.
Sunspot's DC. Yeah, they have Miss Marvel, voiced by Rosario Dawson. You have,
Captain Marvel.
Yeah, so it's like, look, we can do female characters, just you wait. And then, I think this month, Cloak and Dagger finally comes out.
Does it?
Steve, you actually have a keyboard attached to your computer. I'm just going to
poke. Struggled.
It's being slow, but it'll get there.
The struggle.
Hold on.
Oh, that is really slow.
Hold on. It'll get there.
Gonna see Hold if on. I can open my tab.
Hold on, it'll get there, I swear.
Oh, shit. I can actually just write and it'll translate it into actual writing. My mind was blown. I don't know what I wanted to say anymore.
Look, it's Richard and Cloak and Dagger there, but come on.
Oh.
Come on, computer.
C-L-O-A-K. And. This is so cool. I'm writing with my tablet and it's completing a Google search. Cloak and Bacon.
Cloak and Bacon. Close enough.
Oh, it's like how I want to create a metal track of August break Bakes Bread.
Dagger.
Because there's literally a song where I cannot hear biscuits made of rye. Cloak and Dagger. Sound good, but...
I mean, it's also like the song where instead of saying snap your fingers, all I hear is snap your bagels.
What?
I know what he's talking about.
Snap your fingers, snap your neck?
No.
By Demon
snap
Hunter.
Snap your fingers and do your stare. He says, snap your bagels.
Cloak and Dagger comes out June 7th.
June 7th, 2018, yeah.
It's a 10-episode series on Freeform.
So, it's completely off track, like side topic, but Don't Nod's new game comes out June 5th. The vampire one? Yeah.
Oh, the vampire one?
Yeah, it comes out June 5th.
Life is Strange 3.
I saw it come up on like a list of games. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about this game. Everybody Life forgets that they're making this. Everyone's so obsessed with Life is Strange with them. It's just like, hey, we also have this game.
Search.
You're going to be obsessed with us now, aren't you?
I'm just fascinated beyond all belief.
Yeah,
technology
sorry.
Is insane.
I saw that, though, and I was like, huh. Nobody's talking about it.
Because no one's had time to play video games anymore. Except all right, me. Steve, what was your topic?
Are you sure? Will the benevolent one allow us to proceed?
Benevolent one, will you allow us to proceed?
Do it.
Again, Zach, he's the benevolent one, technically. He can mute any of us. He lets us talk. I'm chaotic
I'm
neutral.
Now.
I've gone over this. I'm a horse. That thing you said is like, hey, look at that character. I've told no one about that. And then I'm like, did Zach hear? Huh.
Yeah, but he still doesn't know.
Yeah, he really doesn't.
He doesn't know the truth.
Well, if we ever got back to it, we know.
So, Steve.
My computer's lighting it up right now.
No.
It is the fact that Marvel is introducing their first official Chinese-led superhero books. There have been characters who were Chinese in the Marvel Universe, but they've only been villains or assistants, pretty much. Sidekicks, support.
All right, and this is part of... this actually doesn't take place within the canon of the Marvel Universe, right? This is actually like its own separate publishing.
Yeah, so they're teaming up with the largest online comic platform in China, NetEase. NetEase. And they're thinking, like, right now it's only in China, but they're thinking this partnership with Marvel will bring it to America, which...
With Bandit Keith.
Yes.
What I find interesting is how, like Chinese animation style they went with all these promos.
I was gonna say, like, these are very, like, look at how anime that is.
Yeah.
But it's the Chinese style of animation.
Yeah.
It's just slightly different.
Oh, shit. Is that supposed to be Wiccan?
No.
No.
So...
It looks like Wiccan with the scarf.
These are the first official Chinese superheroes. So, like, China's first official superheroes created specifically for a Chinese audience. So, made for China, written by people in China. No white people taking on Japanese pseudonyms.
Looking at you, Psylocke.
Oh, I thought you were getting ready to yell. So...
Aren't you away from the mic?
They are introducing multiple heroes, but two of the newest heroes are Arrow, a woman able to control air currents, and then Lin Li, a boy who obtains a powerful ancient sword to battle evil. So these are all brand new characters, never been seen before.
Not rebranded.
Like, this is a brand new IP.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when you were like, yeah, Marvel introduces his first Chinese superhero team, I'm like, I mean, there's the Justice League of China.
Marvel.
Well, it's just like, just the fact that, like, it's very interesting to see that they're kind of just giving the universe over. Like, do you guys remember when Marvel did the Mangaverse?
Yes, yes. Very briefly.
Yeah, it was just like, you know, Peter Parker loves Mary Jane.
I mean, DC
manga Spider-Man, Tsunami, and even like
Tsum Tsum?
No, not the Tsum Tsum, but like in the 2000s when they're like, yeah, the Tsunami imprint at Marvel. And then that's where we got Runaways from.
Huh.
And a lot of like the shoujo, not shoujo, shonen-esque Wolverine series.
Maha JoJo.
Yeah, the Magical Girl Wolverine. Now that we say it, I want it. I'm going to move on.
What? Why are you dressed like that? I'm a magical girl, bub.
That's what the Space Stone does to you, man. What if that's the thing? Like, the new Infinity Stones in Infinity Countdown, they're counting down until everyone turns into a magical girl.
Oh, my God.
They're going to make two Infinity Stones. Girl. The Moe Stone. The Kawaii Stone. The Desu Stone.
One of you sent it to me, that's but it was like the Mercy turning into her magical girl skin, and they do the whole transformation sequence.
I'm and then it has like Zarya and Super Sentai Genji behind her. Mm-hmm. It's like, my God, the Japanese trifecta
they
is complete.
Made her a magical girl.
Yeah. I think it's really cool. Like, again, the fact that Marvel's willing to take this big risk and kind of impart their characters over it makes me wonder if any of the Marvel heroes are also going to appear in this universe, or if it's going to be like the Netflix shows are like, why, yes, Iron Man was in town yesterday.
Iron Man was visiting China.
It's like, there was a Doctor Strange around.
But show him.
Yes, let's go to the Stark building. It's under attack. But where's Mr. Stark?
Do not worry about it. Here is Friday.
Why are you a robot now?
It's an AI talking.
Okay. Well, are you assuming all the Chinese superheroes have AIs now?
No.
I'm just saying. I was just joking.
No, I was referring... You said go to the Stark building. Stark obviously has an AI there.
That's fair.
Where's Mr. Stark? He is not here right now.
He's not here right now.
No, we don't need Stephen Hawking.
Why has it got to be Stephen Hawking? Why can't just be a normal robotic voice? Why you got to pick on a dead man like that? Feel good about yourself?
No,
kicking the dead in their grave, huh?
Can't even roll in his grave, Zach.
Oh. You just said it worse!
And on that note, you were saying about rage.
Oh my God.
Actually, I don't even know what rage is.
Feel terrible about yourself. And
the only reason I put this on here is because this was one of the games in that Walmart leak post. Everyone thought this would be E3 stuff, but Bethesda has already gone and announced that Rage 2 is coming. Which that was like pretty low on the totem pole of things that people believe from that art, that post.
I still, my lowest one, because I have the whole list of the games pulled up here.
Oh, good.
Mine is still Dragon Quest II.
Yeah.
That was a game supposed to be released in 1987. Dragon Quest XI is coming out this year. So I kind of find
unless it's a remake, obviously. But
at the same time, why would you release a remake when you're releasing Dragon Quest XI before you even say when it's coming to America?
Right.
Well, it's like the rumors that Final Fantasy VII isn't going to come out till 2023 at this point.
And then they're also saying it's coming out on Xbox, which, again, I haven't seen anything saying Xbox.
Right.
Not a single
interesting that also came out when the Walmart leak happened was a lot of the high-up Bethesda execs were playing around with it, like, oh man, why'd you have to go and do that? So I'm wondering if they're just like, all right, let's just go ahead and throw this out here, because like they could have waited a month for E3 and dropped it then. But I don't know it seems suspect. It's like, how much more on this list could be actually accurate?
Well they tried to play it off at first of like the they took the screenshot of like, as you can see here, Rage is not all capitalized. You don't have an ESRB in the corner there. It's like all these things of like ripping it apart of like, this isn't real. And then like slowly being like, but what if it was?
And I wonder if it was like one of those, like a lot of you, when we posted this picture in our group chat, it's like, no, this isn't real. All the games are $80. But I'm like, but it's Canada.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and some of these games do make some sense. Like, it's been way too long since we had a Splinter Cell game. And yeah, I feel like after the success of
that one's believable.
Like Hitman coming back as a linear like sandboxy game.
You think they go episodic with it?
Yeah, like Splinter Cell would fit perfectly in that, and just Ubisoft is kind of on a high right now from the success of Assassin's Creed Origins.
Fighting off of ND.
Don't get me wrong, there are some of these that I would love if they existed, like Borderlands 3 is on the list.
Okay, that one, we got to at least see something for that game this year.
If they came out, if Gearbox came out, and they're like, all right, we got something to show you. Borderlands 3, done.
I mean, I feel like it'd be more like, oh, thank God, it's still here. Like, no way, Borderlands is one of Gearbox's biggest titles, and it's been... What, like 5 years since the pre-sequel dropped?
4 years since Borderlands, the pre-sequel, and Tales from the Borderlands.
Tales from the Borderlands was more of a partnership, though. It wasn't necessarily
right, but at the
like
same time, that's the last inkling of Borderlands content we've
which,
gotten.
Which, still, one of my absolute favorite Telltale
games.
Yeah,
they need to release season 2. Good.
Where is it? Where is it?
Either that, or let that be the plot of Borderlands 3 of what happens after Tales.
I've never finished a Borderlands game.
2 is really good.
Good thing we have the handsome collection in this house.
I know, like Zach.
I think I have it
you and I bought.
I think I have it on PC and Xbox.
Yeah, I still have my handsome collection sitting in my stack of physical games.
Zach and I did play pre-sequel. We got to like level 8.
Pre-sequel
wasn't playing.
It was okay. The best, but 2 is where it's at.
I don't know. It's just one of those games that, like, if I didn't have someone there with me, I wouldn't be as engaged as I could be because it felt like one of those games I should play with other people.
It did, but it didn't stop me from playing it because I enjoyed it so much.
It's like how I'm not going to play Diablo at all because the adventures of Tiffany and what was my character's name? Balthazar. Should go on.
It's always Balthazar.
Was it a barbarian I made?
A barbarian named Tiffany and I made a mage named Balthazar.
Or actually, no, I did Witch Hunter, I think.
Okay.
Demon Hunter?
Or no, Crusader. There's a Crusader named Tiffany.
Yeah. I will report back if I see any more news of that pop up.
Did you guys hear that Mark Hamill was actually the one who saved Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
What?
Yeah.
Like, seriously?
So, coming from CBR, Mark Hamill tweeted, "Oh no!" Exclamation mark multiple times. Sad face, crying emoji. Another sad emoji, crying emoji. "I am so not ready to say bye bye 99. Be forewarned, at Fox TV, when networks dump shows I love, I'm known for holding grudges. A long long time. I'm still mad at CBS didn't renew. Hashtag square pegs, angry emoji. Hashtag everything I like gets canceled." And then he linked an article to Washington Post. And then the next day, Brooklyn Nine-Nine came back and Terry Crews tweets, "At Mark Hamill, I want to personally thank you for using the power of the Force to save Brooklyn Nine-Nine." Wipes it off shoulder. I think it's just random coincidence, but it's very entertaining. And it's just something fun to report according to CBR.
Are you questioning the Jedi Master?
After Last Jedi, I question a lot of things. Hashtag not my Luke.
Do we want to go back of when we talked about this and you said you accepted that, Luke?
I accepted it. Hashtag not my Luke.
That's not accepting it. That is the exact opposite of accepting it.
I accept that it exists, but it is not my Luke.
That's not what you were saying before.
You just brunged.
I thought it was your Surface.
No, it was his computer. Did you guys hear about a lot of the Thanos news that's been coming out?
No.
Okay, so after the Russo brothers came out to talk to the high school about like what happened, more and more things are happening to characters that were not in the film. So they did an interview with the Huffington Post, and they revealed characters who did survive and characters who didn't survive the snap. So characters who did survive: Aunt May, Nakia. He was on a deep undercover mission.
But they got a hint.
And Howard the Duck.
Yes. God. The one we needed to know.
He beat Thanos. As for characters who didn't make it, the directors confirmed that both Lady Sif and Betty Ross are now toast.
Well, shit.
We haven't seen them for ages, especially Betty Ross.
I keep hoping Lady Sif's going to return. They've probably moved on with her by now with Valkyrie.
Yeah. Well, it's like because her schedule is so busy with Blindspot.
She on Blindspot too?
She's the main character.
I don't wonder what is the show. I don't know what the show
it's
is.
It's so good. This lady.
I have the first two seasons.
Is it like
on my
a
computer.
Comedy? No, is it a drama.
It's a drama. Yeah. It's a,
this
like
lady
a drama
wakes
action.
Up with no memories. She's covered in tattoos and is a secret agent.
Like the very first scene of the show is a duffel bag in Times Square. They send a bomb squad guy to go look at see if it's a bomb. Zipper opens up. Woman covered in tattoos.
It's like every anime series
what?
Ever.
Like, and they do a good job explaining her amnesia of like the
is that Ashley is this Ashley Johnson's character?
No.
Ashley
Johnson
Lady
is
Sif.
The like the lab tech.
Okay.
Who straight up references Critical Role in one of the episodes.
She shows off her Vox Machina tattoo in a scene.
Well, no, there's one where they're talking about, I guess, one of the people they're hunting plays Dungeons and Dragons or tabletop RPGs. It's like, yeah, I play D&D. Like, I'm a gnome cleric. I'm like, oh, it's Pike. She's talking about Pike.
So yeah, those characters didn't make it. And then they did not reveal certain characters because of potential spoilers. So on that list, Jane Foster. So Natalie Portman has actually expressed interest in coming back to the MCU now that like there's been some more freedom
direction.
With the movies. Ned.
I mean, he technically was in the movie, but...
Shuri.
Oh, thank God.
We don't know. And then, the characters we're most worried about, Korg and Meek.
Where's Korg?
Like, a part of me honestly wants, like, if these characters did not come back, like, Tom Holland's Spider-Man is dead. I want each iteration of Spider-Man, Black Panther, and Guardians of the Galaxy to be Ned, Shuri, and Rocket on an adventure
Shuri's just disappointed at everyone. Rocket's just mad.
Don't make me turn this car around. And did you guys see that?
My computer's dead.
James Gunn like revealed what Groot's final I Am Groot was.
Yep.
Wasn't it like I Love You or something along those lines?
No, they called Rocket Father.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was painful.
Like,
James Gunn is like on a roll of like fuck you facts from his movies because it, like after Guardians came out like months after it came out like the when it was like Guardians 2 he's like hey that's not the original Groot, the original Groot died, that's essentially his baby.
And he explained that in the director's commentary.
Oh yeah, but he's like I thought everyone knew.
That's why
is everyone
Groot
Jr. getting so upset, but now it's like hey, you guys want to know what Groot's final words were? Fuck you.
Do you, did you also hear, did you see on his Twitter, his pinned tweet right now is from Adam Ellis of Rooster Teeth.
Really?
Because in Captain America, the person that plays Star-Lord's mother from Guardians 2.
Was the one who, or was one of the soldiers, right? Or one
was, she was one of the people in the crowd in Captain America. So he confirmed that, yeah, that's Peter Quill's grandmother in that scene.
Huh. Wow.
It's just
and
like,
Adam Ellis is the one who pointed that out?
Yeah.
Huh.
He just got lucky. Like, I'm sure he's like heard and shouted out in endless voids of the internet. And he's like, you know what? Fuck it. New canon right here.
Speaking of Groot real quick. Sidebar. Yeah. I saw something you need to do with your class. And I want to see if you have a smart ass kid who would do it. So there was a teacher...
I don't think
oh, the I Am Groot essay?
Yeah. Who, yeah, so they put out a assignment to their children of, I want you to essentially write the resume of a superhero. Like, an official resume, like, here's the template, fill it out. Some smart-ass kid, which I want to meet this kid and shake his hand, made a resume for Groot, which is like, name, Groot. Occupation, I Am Groot. And like, the kind of like the essays explaining them, like, I Am Groot, I Am Groot, I Am Groot. It's like... You know,
the only thing to make that better was if he changed font sizes between the different I Am Groots to like emphasize it.
And then like the quote he put with it is, "You miss 100% of the shots you don't take." It's like, you know, he's not wrong. If I thought I was that kid, I'd be like, "I Am Groot, done."
I would be that kid, but I would also be super jazzed and excited. I could make an assignment to do a resume of a superhero. Peter Parker, hobbies: web design.
Boo.
Web design. Nudge, nudge. It's like, why'd you write nudge, nudge in your resume? If only you knew. It's an inside joke. You had to be there.
It's like in Ultimate Comics, instead of being the photographer for the Daily Bugle, he actually was like their web producer.
Right. All right. All right. So again, we're going to jump around here again because
these are our last few things.
Well, this fits in better with what we just talked about because we were on the topic of Infinity War. Jim wrote in to Z2 Podcast.
Once again.
.com.
Well, I'm still figuring that whole thing out. It's
.bit.ly.
It's bit.ly/Z2Podcast comment right now.
Ooh, we got a bit.ly now.
Yeah.
Jim's the big time boys.
Jim's question this week is, what is going Infinity Wars 2 going to be called? And his
We did have our
I think Jim just wants to butt in and say that his is just going to be Avengers Avenge. Just keep it simple. Which, to follow up with that, Jim, I think they could just go with just the flat The Avengers. Boom.
See, Britain ruined everything, or the EU, because the first Avengers film was called Avengers Assemble.
Oh, you died too.
Yeah, I died.
Aww.
There's a website, yeah.
Thanos kill.me? You were slain by Thanos for the good of the universe.
I tried it on both my phone and my computer, and I was slain both times.
Did he kill? Yep, I was killed.
Well, Z2 Podcast is over. Thank you guys for listening to your brand new episode. Yeah, I don't think it's the Infinity Wars anymore. I think, again, the easiest thing would be Infinity Gauntlet. Tim also wrote into us at one point using our Facebook Messenger to give his list of ideas.
Because he refuses to use the comments.
Send some sick memes, though. A lot of Infinity Gauntlet stuff. Oh, yeah. Withheld due to copyright was the character from Milk Wars.
What was?
Withheld due to copyright was what his name was. Yeah. Dude. I should buy everyone a copy of Doom Patrol. Just go full.
You need to experience this.
Dude, color me Bane? Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Tim said Infinity Watch or Secret Wars, calling it now. Secret Wars, especially if Fantastic Secret Four War. And X-Men may be entering the scene.
Again, yeah, if that's locked in and confirmed, I easily see them doing Secret Wars.
End of the movie. Fantastic Four crashes in New York City.
The Fantastic Car crashes, yep. And then all you hear behind them is Snicket.
Bib. Then you see Galactus looming over and call it good.
Silver Surfer flies in and you call it good.
Three things left. I guess some of them pretty quick. But Mitch Gerards has re-signed with DC for an exclusive contract. So more Tom King and Mitch Gerards stuff. Yay,
Sheriff of Babylon please? 2.
Yes, please give more Sheriff, please. So good. I really like Sheriff.
My friend Jake just posted a picture of him shaved and his twin comment, hey, it's me. Stupid. Sorry. Speaking of DC, there's the rebirthening. So I just didn't know what to call it.
Inserting of the 10 years.
I just need to, like, at this point, because I'm the only one that keeps bringing it up, I need to create, like, a Lawrence Sontag, like, esque clip, like, 5-second little spiel that gets you like the some hardcore like J-pop
Zach Brand thoughtable.
Yeah. So this week Brother Eye has returned again once more to the DC universe to communicate.
I have returned.
And it's interesting because like last time we saw Brother Eye was from Super Sons crossover with Savior, evil Tim Drake. Them building up Brother Eye. But in this issue, they revealed that, yes, 10 years have been taken from you. You were both Batgirl. And it's just like, you know, the cover itself was like, oh, it's Batman, two shadows. They have little bat horns. Oh, that's a neat little hee hee ha ha. And then it was like, this isn't a hee hee ha ha.
Oh, no. Steph's reaction to that was like just her cack is like, ha, thanks for showing me that I'm awesome in two universes.
Yeah, she's like stolen, and then Brother Eye goes, your life here is futile. And it's just like, oh. But what was really cool and just absolutely amazing was that Cass goes up to it. It's like they trusted me with the symbol, and then they show a bunch of images of her learning to read, Barbara teaching her how to speak, and I'm like, oh, that was from Batman issue blah blah blah, and this was from blah blah blah, and I'm like, oh,
nerd.
It was so cool. I'm really excited.
Thank you,
to
James Tynan.
Yeah, I'm glad Tynan's going out on such a high note, and it just makes me curious.
We have one more issue, don't we?
I think so.
I think, yeah, 981's the last one.
92, maybe? Yeah, probably 981.
One or two.
It just makes me like, I'm kind of bummed Brian Hill is taking over, but at the same time,
I'm worried. I'm like, what are you going to do to my sweet baby Cass?
What are you going to do to our sweet baby Detective Comics team? Kate's going to leave.
Tynan, take Cass and Steph and go have a bonding trip and bring back Bluebird with them.
Well, especially since Birds of Prey is being canceled, why not Bats of Prey?
Do it.
It's an all Batgirl team.
Please give me my dream. Bring back Harper. Where is she? When will she return from the war?
She came back for like a few issues.
A minute. She's been gone for so long, though.
Bring back Clayface 2019. It's going to be a long while.
Yeah.
Well, and then the Action Comics special came out, and it showed that an evil Lex Luthor from the future has time traveled back in time to try and kill Superman. And then he dies. Like, he has a heart attack and then explodes. And then Lex is like, look. Who was that man? Why was he using my name? He was some sort of imposter. And
that
it's like
some robot chicken shit there.
Yeah.
I've come back to kill you. Eep!
And so, yeah, it was literally 70 years in the future. But they're setting up Lex to be a villain again, which is kind of a bummer, but it's kind of just the right place he needs to go. Especially with whatever is going to be happening in No Justice to set him up to be the leader of the Legion of Doom.
Doom. Meanwhile,
in the tool shed.
Do we want to lament quickly on how much Booster is fucked up again in Batman?
Yeah.
Oh my god. The whole time I'm just like, Booster, Booster, no, don't do this.
But Jason Todd is a car salesman.
And Selina is an actual murderer.
I haven't read it yet, but please tell me his car is called Red Hood's.
No, it's, what is it? Jason Todd's Taze.
Yeah.
Something Taze-O-Matic or something
because
like that.
Because if you try to steal the tires off, it sends an electric shock.
You know, the thing he's smart known Jason. For.
Yeah, and so Jason's insane.
Stealing the tire.
Yeah, like, it's really interesting to see even Tom King playing around with the universe. Because he's, like, building up to be telling this Joker story.
Mm-hmm.
As well as the courtroom Mr. Freeze story, which I'm really excited for. Like, a mundane Batman adventure. But, like, his experience of Booster Gold fucking it up and Booster Gold trying to kidnap Booster Gold and then Booster Gold trying to go in and save him with the help of absolutely batshit insane Selina Kyle and
Catshit insane.
Catshit insane and then gun blazing Dick Grayson. Again, it still bothers me that every iteration of a Robin gone evil has a gun.
And not just any gun. This is like a fully kitted out like M4. Like Dick Grayson is on the hunt.
This is the gun that killed someone. One. Meanwhile,
lots of people.
Tim Drake's like, this is the gun that killed Bruce Wayne's parents, and I use it. Why? They didn't kill your parents.
Why'd you have to go down this dark road? Like, it just took it too far, man.
Brothers of the evil Bat Fang.
Brothers of the Bat Family. Why do you act like this scum?
Can't wait for Ruby to come back. Yeah. So, again, especially with everything coming back with No Justice, like, the scene when Lex Luthor is sitting there talking to Martian Manhunter, he's like, you were the connective tissue. You've been here all along. And I'm like, dude, the last time we saw Martian Manhunter interact.
Was this a solo series?
Well, no. Last time we saw him interact with the Justice League, we just know it's like, yeah, something bad happened. And it showed like a mutated Martian Manhunter attacking the entire Justice League. And that's why they kept telling Green Arrow that, no, you can't join our special club. Even though, you know, Manhunter ended up joining Geoff Johns' JLA at one point and the JL United. I don't know, dude. It's really cool that like all these little pieces of history are slowly coming back. And then seeing all the teams in No Justice has been such a cool experience. Even Lobo, like Lobo hanging out with Ryan Choi. I'm like, yeah, you guys served on the JLA together. BFFs. It's exciting.
Yeah. I mean, with Tynan leaving Detective, I'm very curious of what he's gonna do, or like what does he like leave behind? Is like, I'm gonna come back to this. Like, does he actually do like a spinoff, like leave room for a Cass and Steph spinoff,
or leave room for whoever's gonna be taking over the series next to build off of his stuff? Because it looks like when Brian Hill comes in, he's gonna be doing the Black Lightning, almost like an outsider's story. Right. And
that's only like a single arc though too.
Yeah, so he's on for 6 issues and they haven't announced who's going in after. Best bets are Tomasi right now, and then there are rumors that Batwoman's getting canceled after issue 18.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of always seemed like it was a limited series, just the way it was being written. It's like, okay, what do you do after this?
One, especially with Batwoman, it's been one big overarching story. Like,
yeah,
I mean, reading it. No, sorry, go ahead.
They like tied it into detective storyline with the Pax Batmana and that whole thing of like they did show Kate's side of like why she's fighting evil Tim.
Right.
But aside from that, they did like a single issue of it and then went back to the Anne,
Sunstone arc.
No. Kate's sister Anne? No.
Yeah.
Is it Anne?
I think so. And it seems like that one's been telling one large story. I find myself enjoying Batwoman a lot more if I set aside three issues at a time to read as one larger story than, man, what happened last month?
Yeah. Marguerite Bennett likes to do, like, mini arcs
in
her overarching story. It's the same way with, like, Animosity. Like, there's certain, like, storylines that she sticks to, like, for briefly and then moves on from it.
Yeah. That's fair.
So, like, they're, like, these mini plots to, like, drive the character, like, give the characters more direction and then moves them on to another story.
Seems weird that all these characters are like their original teams from Rebirth are finally being switched around to kind of give new life to the books. Like, I am not gonna complain at all if Tomasi's on the detective running around. I want detective to actually be like a Damien Super Sons,
oh,
like Sherlock
detective
Holmes kid adventure.
Damien.
It'd be so cute. Especially since, like, I don't know.
Damien is such a Sherlock.
Yeah. Him and Connor.
Connor, yeah, Connor is the best Watson.
Or, like, go full Golden Age. Damien and John travel back in time and meet, like, 80s versions of their parents. Be amazing.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Dad, why are you wearing tights?
Dad. All right. Last thing we have to talk about is the Steve and I thing. Steve, take the honors.
I'll just get out the guitar here. Some power metal for you.
Stop licking your microphone, Zach.
So, Power Rangers has been sold to Hasbro.
And not just the toys.
All of it.
But the shows. And the show women. And the show children, too.
You couldn't pass up that Star Wars meme, could you?
So I find it interesting that Saban not just got back Power Rangers, but...
So is it no longer Saban's Power Rangers?
Nope. It is. Hasbro now owns total rights. They're going to keep Chaim Saban on for, like, consulting and kind of, like, executive producer status.
Right.
But Hasbro now owns all of Power Rangers, which is fascinating to me. I hope it doesn't affect the comics. Like, I hope Hasbro's not... Well, why don't we just stop this comic? But it's weird, because, again, Saban just kind of got it back 6 years ago.
From Disney.
Yeah. Disney had it for the longest time, and then they got it back when it went to Nickelodeon. And now Hasbro has it, which makes me wonder if it's going to stick on Nickelodeon.
Hasbro is going to start their own streaming service. Why not?
Well, because Hasbro does the Transformers series, and that's on...
IDW.
Yeah. And then...
G.I. Joe. IDW. And they're a shared universe. Do you think Power Rangers is going to have a shared universe with G.I. Joe and Transformers?
Oh my god, do you think we can get an Optimus Prime Megazord fusion?
Steve just went from, like, bummed out to really excited.
It's like Power Links, but better.
Is the Power Links one, the little mini cons went into them?
No, that was Armada.
Oh.
Power Links is where... That was in Energon, where it was like two of them can just combine together. And
oh, yeah, with the...
Hotshot had a weird Power Links boner for Optimus Prime. It's like, I want to fuse with you. Stop, Hotshot. Just go fuse with this fire truck.
Just go do something else.
And then Rodimus Prime showed up. It's like, I want to fuse with you. Stop, Hotshot. Fire truck, go.
You know what? No, not even the fire truck. Go take that ice cream truck. For all we care.
Like, fire truck is your partner. Go fuse with him now.
Yeah, with the Hasbro deal closing in, I feel like... So we know all the toy rights are going over, and they actually started reproducing stuff already. That's their version of the legacy stuff.
Have they really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
It's not released yet, but it's like more articulate action figures and everything else. And then some Morphers have not been released yet, but they've shown like models of them.
Band of America got the Zeo Morphers out before the deal went through.
Yep. You can find them at your local Toys R Us. Oh, wait.
For one more week. And then, I don't know, Toy Wiz or Amazon or something.
Yeah, our friend Ryan got a Zeonizer.
Yeah. Speaking of action figures, if they make a full set of the Darlene and the Franks action figures, I might buy those. Because those are pretty cool. $50 a pop. Not terribly expensive. They look high quality.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather build one.
Yeah, it'd be more fun.
Be like, I built this with my own two hands.
This is my baby.
What about those nubbins there?
This is my darling.
Or if you're like me and just snap off the crown off of half your Gunpla by accident. That's why I use an X-Acto knife now.
All you need is the
little clips.
Nail clippers.
No, you gotta get like the Gunpla official nail clippers.
Look, I'm not saying that there is a Gunpla tool set sitting in my shopping cart on Amazon in the safe for later.
Not at all.
And I'm not saying that I almost bought the Gypsy Avenger again at Barnes & Noble.
And I'm not saying there's like 20 different Gunplas in my safe for later of my shopping cart on Amazon.
And I'm not saying Zach is a two-headed evil dragon. That was a bird noise. Can confirm Zach is a bird. But with going back to the Hasbro deal, I don't feel as though these are going to affect their TV shows. I mean, they're enough of a cash grab that, hey, them co-opting the license with Nickelodeon. But at the same time, we're in the midst of Super Ninja Steel. And they have, and then we know GoBusters is coming out.
Yeah, Beast Morphers.
Sorry. I'm
exciting.
I'm just, you know, the sub versus dub kind of guy.
Don't worry, I got your back to tell you what the American season is. Because we were going through it. Well, we were looking at the Black Ranger cover. You're like, yeah, that's, what was the one you said?
Crap. I said, like, the Japanese name.
Yeah, and I was like, it was the Gosei Ranger. Like, yeah, that one's Gosei, like, Megaforce.
Yeah. I actually watched the Gosei Ranger and Super Sentai. That was actually really entertaining.
Yeah, but then Megaforce happened.
I've like phased out at this point. I don't even know what you're talking about anymore.
So in Gosei Ranger,
no, I don't need an explanation.
They were angels all along.
They were the Gosei angels.
See, I feel like we could just tell Zach anything now, and he might just slowly accept it.
I don't sure. Why not?
That could be our new My Hero thing instead of Saiyan Deku, who lost both his arms.
I mean, he did lose an arm.
No, yeah. He doesn't. He'll be fine.
Do you wonder why his costume has long sleeves?
When?
His costume always has long sleeves.
Yeah, but he has gloves on.
Yeah. Over his robot hand.
Oh, my God.
You know what Yang wore over her robot hand? A glove.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did. When she was riding a motorcycle, she had a glove on.
I can't trust any of you.
Or can you?
No, I can't.
What if we're telling you the exact truth? You just
I don't want to believe. You choose any
not
of it. To
believe. It's like how Todoroki loses his leg and he has the ice peg, but he has to heat it up ever so slightly just so he can bend it.
You almost got through that with a straight face. Almost.
You know, ice peg. I'm like, no, you're. I think you're stretching too far on that one.
Yar, I be Captain Icy Hutch, Scourge of the Seven Seas.
But in all reality, Deku learns how to kick for a very good reason.
Oh my god.
I'm not even kidding. That's an entire arc. He learns how to kick.
Probably because he realizes he fucks up his arms too much.
Yeah, because it's gone. Oh my god. Why don't you believe me?
You can't punch with no arms.
I refuse to believe it until I actually see it.
It's like, you know, in Full Metal Alchemist when Edward goes to strike at Scar and then like Scar just transmutes his entire arm off. Just that's Deku. Off his... Deku goes for a punch and then his arm just peels right off.
He can't punch with the snub. Oh, with a stub. God. Snub, damn it.
So Power Rangers. Go on, Drew. They're morphers are sunglasses.
Don't you want to go to bed?
Yeah, I do want to go to bed. And it's not even Go on,
Go Buster.
Yeah.
And then they wear sunglasses in Jungle Fury.
We always get back to Power Rangers every single week.
Blame it on Hasbro. They're the one that bought the license.
Plus, Shattered Grid is really good. Like, you don't even need to be a Power Rangers fan to read it.
People fucking die.
Brothers of the Tommy Fang.
Why must you kill yourself?
Like, the only character that has died other than Time Force Rangers has been...
allegedly died.
Other versions of Tommy. It's like, all right, stab this one in the back. Oh, you're the Zero Ranger. You're the leader. Slash your neck open.
After, well, he kind of taunted him into it. It's like, you didn't hurt the others. He's like, I could have killed them, but I didn't. It's like, cool, I'm a better leader. Slice his throat. And you see the blood trail of the sliced throat. I'm like, Coco Power Rangers.
So even the Free Comic Book Day issue was brand new story for Shattered Grid. Like, it was kind of like a side issue, but it still sold out. Like,
damn.
For a comic to sell out 4 issues in a row ahead of advance orders is insane. Like, boom.
Power Rangers be cray.
Yeah, Power Rangers and Boom are really doing something right now. So I hope this kind of opens the door for other Ranger series to come out. Like, let's do an entire series of Deca Ranger. Sorry, SPD.
There you go.
Anyways.
Fucking weeb trash over here.
Yeah.
Weeb.
I follow this thread on Twitter. It was like just Super Sentai gifts. And it's just like all the bizarre things that the Super Sentai do. Like, my favorite one is when a child turned the size of a Megazord and the Megazord's holding the child's hand and fighting a monster.
Oh my god.
That actually happened because someone's kid wandered onto the set and they just kind of went with it.
And I saw a picture today on Twitter of the very first shot of Naruto. And it's like, little did I know my life would change forever with this one image.
I remember seeing the legendary where it was every single Sentai Ranger. And it's like, well, if 5 can explode grass by just posing, what could all of these do? And they pose, and it's just the monologue from the Infinity Gauntlet before he destroys half the universe.
All right. I think with that, snap, we are going to call it a night.
What about the Crackle and the Pop?
They faded from existence.
Like Deku. They lost their arm. God. Pop actually has a cookie made out of the Keebler Elf version of Thin Mints. And then
grasshoppers.
When he has to attack, he actually like holds his leg up like a machete.
Protect.
And then like
he attack.
Like throws them like discs.
Destructive disc.
Dude, let's be real. There's only like 10 unique attacks in all of Dragon Ball Z. And with that, we're going to end this episode of the Z2 Podcast. As always, you can hit us up on any of our social media like Facebook or Twitter. And you can also hit up
bit.ly/Z2Podcast.com until I figure things out.
And be sure to double check your RSS feeds if you're not already listening to us.
That should be all fine. That way, like, went through immediately.
Well, double check yourself for breast cancer. Who knows?
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
I don't want to have breast cancer. It's a long day. I've been up since 3 in the morning, guys.
That's why you need to go to sleep.
Yeah, it's almost 8. It's almost 9 p.m. Yeah, I should really get more sleep.
We chose this.
Anyways, thank you guys for listening. As always, hit us up. Share us with a friend. Because if you share us with one friend, and that friend shares us with another friend, and that friend shares with another friend, we've clearly created a pyramid scheme. But since we're not selling anything, it is perfectly legal. Therefore, you should be able to leave us a review. If you give us that 5-star rating or any review, we will read your review live on air. Well, are live on air. Or if you shoot us a comment like our friend Jim does, we will also
read
that for you. Yes. And with that, we bid you all a great night. I just kind of went in shutdown mode for a second.
Zach has shut off.
Powering down. Overheating, powering down.
You know, it's been a day. Anyways, good night, everyone. Love you, Internet.